What was it about this story, about the murder of Tomomi Hanamura, that really grabbed you?
Well, for one thing, I mean, obviously all murder is brutal, so it sounds weird to say this was the most brutal murder in the history of Grand Canyon, but that actually is true. To have this 18-year-old Native American kid stab a total stranger 29 times, and the police said it was to rob her, did not add up to me. And so it was not your typical kind of murder, as weird as that might sound. And I also felt like not only was I curious about it, but there was a certain part of me that was angered by the way law enforcement and sort of our culture in general wanted to say his motive was to rob her. All right, you know, everyone can now go about your business and forget about this. And I didn't want to forget about it. I wanted to dig deeper and find out why he really did it.
And so when you started research, you were, and looking for motive, you found yourself going back in time.
Right. Yes. So looking for what, you know, drove Randy to do what he did led me to his father and his father's father and basically the history of his culture and his tribe and their connection to the landscape, which is Grand Canyon. And that drove me to look at what was happening in the 1800s in Grand Canyon and other Native American tribes in the West that were being pushed out or literally killed off by European immigrants. I thought I was just exploring Tomomi's history and obviously identifying with her and what we had in common, but I actually had some things in common with Randy, and I wasn't consciously aware of that. But the more I found out about how he was brutalized by his parents, was triggering memories of my own childhood.
There's a part in your book where you say you felt like an ambassador for women who hiked alone.
Yes. I went to Japan and stayed with Tomomi's family to learn more about her and her history. And so going over there, I thought, okay, I'm going to be getting all this information. But once I got there and I was visiting with her friends and her family, they were actually wanting information from me to help them understand why a woman would want to hike alone in the Grand Canyon. I tried to explain to them based on my own history doing that.
What did you say?
I said, because it's so beautiful and you can experience it in a way when you're alone that is kind of more intimate.
You've come out of this project to form a nonprofit group that focuses on bringing kids of domestic violence on river trips in the Grand Canyon.
Right.
Can you tell us that a little bit?
The big kind of light at the end of the tunnel for me as I was writing this was like, I want to help other people. I want to share this story so that it allows children who are in similar circumstances to get help. So I have started a nonprofit, and we are taking child victims of domestic violence on river trips, but unlike other wilderness immersion programs for at-risk youth or other populations, the counselors and the therapists that have been working with the children are also on the trip, which, you know, allows that really wonderful therapy to happen in such a safe and beautiful place.